So Popper probably was aware of these folk, but probably not aware of Nikola Tesla's work. And if he had had any notion of what we now know can put together, thanks to Margaret Cheney and her book, Man Out of Time, I don't think he would be suggesting incremental improvement, not with the massive genocides these guys have been responsible for. But we're not talking about utopian social engineering either. So we are somewhere, we are solid with Popper, who is solid with Proudhon. So I suspect we're sort of like in there with Kropotkin, who did see this modern bureaucratic state much more clearly, I think, than Popper, for a variety of reasons. He saw some things that, on the other hand, Popper was watching the spread of fascism across Europe. So let's continue. So I don't think Popper was sufficiently, despite, and I do find this confusing, that his work is essential to our understanding the totalitarian roots the modern state in Plato. Critical to our understanding the roots of totalitarianism in Plato, of what was to become the class system. What this means is that he doesn't sufficiently appreciate, I don't think, the degree to which class is inherently totalitarian. I'd love to have some discussions with a lot of you guys about that, which means that we commoners are structurally locked out ad infinitum from the decision-making process. And it's like, you can't be a little bit free. That's the problem with this notion of incremental thinking when it comes to a system that denies our full humanity. Did not credit, I don't think, Popper. So I don't think Popper sufficiently credited the devastating effect of this lockout from decision making on the full development of our gifts. But neither Proudhon or Kropotkin had any illusions about this. What did he say now? What did Proudhon say last week? A code has been written, the pride of a conqueror and the summary of ancient wisdom. Well, of this charter and this code, not one article shall be left standing upon another. The time has come for the wise to choose their course and prepare for reconstruction. He said that the welfare of the oppressed is of more importance than official composure. Equality of conditions is a natural law upon which public economy and jurisprudence are based. Unquote. And of this welfare, which must be considered above all else, he placed nothing higher than our full spiritual, ethical, and intellectual development. Point being, class does not allow them by definition. We can't be a little bit equal. We need full equality to have society. This aesthetic sense that Popper is about to discuss, afflicting those who believe they are rulers, is in fact an artifact of class. The virus, Alice terms, their repetition compulsion.